Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love hearing from you folks. Lots of comments, but we'd like to hear from you on the air, broadcasting into 160 cities as we speak. And thank you, by the way, for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. You can go over there and find out for yourself as to who we are and the validity of the message concerning Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, radio.com. Been around for about 20 years doing radio on Salem Communications, Genesis Communications, and again, 160 different affiliates. We're also broadcasting into 53 different countries as well. With that, friends, with that said, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and not make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Yeah, we follow the Christ here. We have the mind of Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's right. That's why we hold to the Christ. With that, isn't it interesting? Let's just shoot from the hip really quick. I love just kind of listening to the propaganda and then tearing it down for what it is. Interestingly enough, you just heard about the individual that's now going to be sentenced for up to 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. I want you to think about this. It's semantics. It's confusion by design. There's a reason for it. Read Daniel 9:7. You'll understand perfectly. I also want to say in the soundness of mind in Christ, there is no confusion. God is not the author of the confusion. And concerning the peace that he promises us, what did he say? Great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed upon thee. Okay, so that's where we find real peace in this world. Also put that up into the active life of a Christian who is led by the Spirit of God. Led means to be driven, Romans 8:14. And put that up against John 16:33. You say that's a lot. Well, that's what's in me, folks. And if you got a pen and a paper, write it down. Just don't forget the paper. And don't forget the pen. Because if you forget the pen, you're not going to be able to write it down on the paper. And you don't want to forget the paper. Because if you forget the paper, you've got nothing to write with the pen onto, right? Yeah, you get the point. All right. Anyways, so involuntary manslaughter. This is all nonsense. All created. out of thin air. Why might that person be charged for something called involuntary manslaughter? Because the more people they incarcerate, oh, by the way, you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Shame on you, America. But isn't it interesting? They make money for every individual that's thrown into jail, or the correctional institutions, as they call them. It's a system of indulgence that makes $64 billion a year. That's why they got to try to prosecute somebody. That's why they allow these court cases to go on for years, because everybody's getting paid except the victim. Now, in this particular case, we're talking about involuntary manslaughter. Okay? You know what involuntary means, friends? Here, let me just tell you, if you don't, it means unwilling. Not having a will or choice, Webster's 1828. So involuntary manslaughter, really what it comes down to, let me spell it out for you. It was an accident. What does the Lord tell the people concerning those that are responsible for a situation that may come to may come across our path or this person's path that ends up taking somebody's life by accident? What does it say? It tells us right in the book of Deuteronomy, friends. It says, thou shalt separate three cities for thee in the midst of thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. Right? And then what does it say? It gives us an analogy, Deuteronomy 19, verse 5, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and as he's fetching a stroke, in other words, when he's striking at the tree with the axe cut down the tree, and the head slippeth from the helve, the tip of the axe, and it falls upon his neighbor that he die. He shall flee unto one of these cities. Why were those three cities set up? Because they were people that were responsible for taking the lives of others by accident. Didn't say anything about throwing them in jail, friends. And in this particular situation, I'm just highlighting the nonsensical verbiage and the semantics, the wordplay that they continuously throw out on the American people. You know what? Folks, they have no constitutional authority. They have no lawful authority to throw an innocent man into jail. But because it's a system of indulgence and they can make money off it, off the bureaucracies that they've created, they want to find some sort of charge. This one they call involuntary manslaughter. No such things. Folks, in the 17, 1800s and going way back, you would have been laughed off of any platform you'd have been on if you even suggested anything concerning something that they call today involuntary manslaughter. How ridiculous. How embarrassing that the people just go along with this. It doesn't exist. Again, they're throwing people in prison. They're incarcerating people in prison, friends, because that's how they make money. They steal more money from the federal tax, from the federal government, who steals it from us, the taxpayers. So at the end of the day, and I've said this before, and I want to say it again, at every facet that we're under attack by federal and state governments, you're paying for it. We're paying for our own demise, Numbers 32:23. Let me make another point, and I'm going to get to this more in just a little bit here. Governor Hochul, I mean, this witch in New York, our main concern, she says, to the people of New York, you deserve better than this. And we're going to make sure that you're going to have a peace of mind. And we're not going to put up with this. Wait a second. Concerning the crimes of who? Oh, that's right. The illegals that they're drawing into their cities. Do you see what they do? It's double play. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths. In New York, they're giving $10,000 gift certificates to illegals that come into that city and in that state. What is she talking about? Let me ask you something, New York. When are you going to hold her accountable for her crimes of treason towards you? Just like the rest of the nation needs to hold Joe Biden and state governments accountable for the crime of treason. This is ridiculous, folks, but this is what spiritual blindness looks like. We're going to get to more of this in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, folks, in all seriousness, and I always do my best to keep it serious. The mainstream media, the propaganda they're throwing on the people is psychological manipulation. They're desensitizing. They're molesting the minds by lying and giving misinformation all day long. They want you to believe what is not true in any sense of the word. Here, I'll get to that in just a moment. I wanted to highlight this. This is at 6:45 in the morning. So it just went from 60 degrees back to having snow again at 6:45 in the morning. We had big snowflakes. Okay, we all know what this is from. People are becoming more aware of the chemtrails and the geoengineering. I'm sorry to say it's how many years too late. This has been going on in Minnesota since 1968. They are manipulating weather patterns. And I am telling you, go ahead, write it down. Not trying to be anybody, but I'm just telling you where we're going, friends. So all we have to do is study the past, know the word, and listen to the Lord's foretelling and foretelling of events. They are creating a drought, is what they're doing. In some states, they're getting dumped on. In the Midwest here, it is dry as can be. If I threw a match when it's 60 degrees out in the middle of the woods, it would go up. Never seen this ever. And we've gone over this as well. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's not just the weather. Go ahead and read 28, 24 of Deuteronomy, just to back it up with Scripture. That's what we do here. Did you also know it has a lot to do with your water supply, your food supply? And I know a lot of people are aware of this. I want to tell you all of these curses that people are trying to cure in the natural. The fault lies with the people that are in drought when it comes to the spirit. This is the fruit of your spiritual walk, these curses. That's what this is. Read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. Read the blessings. All these things that we're dealing with, it's we're on the opposite end of where we should be. Instead of understanding that the Lord giveth warnings to stop the things that are taking place, the people don't take heed to those warnings, 19:11 of Psalm. They wait for it to happen, and then when it happens, they wonder why it happened. The Lord told us this is what was going to happen if we didn't obey Him. That's what's happening right now. We're reaping the curses because of our disobedience. Well, this applies to every aspect of our life. If it's not geoengineering and pouring down and spraying down chemicals upon the people, guess what it is? What's in your food too? Your water supply. Oh, wait a second. I want you to hear this guy. Leviticus 11:36, and you go ahead and put it up to that, and I want you to listen to him really quick. This is a nutritional health guy, and listen to what the first thing he tells us to beware of.
Out of your diet is tap water. Never, ever, ever, ever again drink water out of the tap. And the reason for this is, look, if you don't, if having a water filtration system is not in the budget, get a Brita water filter that at a minimum gets chlorine and fluoride out of your water. If you have seen the clinical trials, the clinical studies in the last 15 months coming out on fluoride, they are absolutely devastating. They're devastating. Harvard University just launched a study through the Freedom of Information Act. We sued the CDC and the FDA, and we actually got the research that they kept suppressed on.
Okay, so here's the CDC again. The people that are selling you health are the ones that are creating the disease. This is Isaiah 5:20. These are the times that we're in today. He just said that they had to go and sue the CDC and the FDA. They all work in alliance. You're going to see more of that in just a little bit here. But he's telling you what's now in the water, and the CDC is trying to hide and suppress the information from what they're responsible for doing. And now this is what he's going to tell us next concerning that.
On water, if you don't believe me, you can go to the National Institute of Health, look up the study yourself. There is zero levels of safe fluoride in human beings. It's a neurotoxin. They find that the higher the fluoride concentration in the water, the lower the IQ in every state where they studied this. So stop drinking tap water. If you need to, just go buy a $6 or $10 Brita water filter. First thing I want you to get
out of here. Okay, so the first thing he tells you is what's going on in the water. And there again is there's that CDC that was under investigation in 2015 that just attacked you over the last 3.5 years, coming out trying to sell to the people that they have a cure for a sickness or a virus that didn't exist. 17 million people dead. The CDC now reverts back to the fact that coronavirus is a flu strain, just like all the doctors that were censored and suppressed by big tech companies and the mainstream media outlets when they were trying to tell you so. Anybody paying attention to this? So it went full circle. And guess what they're doing now? They're leveraging themselves again against the people for the next attack. You know, it's funny. I just seen this today, and I'm not going to pull this up for you. You're going to have to cross-check me, and I always suggest that you do all the information that we give to you. But it's interesting. You look at the WEF, right? The World Economic Forum, headed up by none other than Klaus Schwab, right? This is, again, the guy that Donald Trump said was doing a great job. He's behind this, the Fourth Revolutionary Reich. No joke. We've highlighted this by credible people from across the world, right? Isn't it interesting how everybody thinks that China and Russia is our enemies? And this is coming at it a different way. Just to show you, this is pro wrestling at its very worst on a worldwide scale. You know who spoke friends at the WEF, the premier of the People's Republic of China. Oh, and just think about this. They're calling for a new world order, too. Oh, wait a second. What about Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia? He's one of our enemies just like that of China. No, they're not. They're staging this warfare between each other, friends, as they're breaking down the people of nations to wield control over them. Period. Period, friends. Guess who was at the World Economic Forum speaking most recently, friends? Vladimir Putin, who's also calling for a new world order. Isn't that crazy? Can you make this kind of information up? No, you can't. You just can't. I'm going to take Stacy. Stacy, are we on topic here?
Yes, I think we are.
Okay, go ahead.
I agree. You're right. We've known this about fluoride. Now the evidence is unrefutable. But the next step is impossible because the judges will not hold anyone accountable. And if we, the people, stand up in too small a number, like we saw January 6th, nothing gets done except the innocent get thrown in jail.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the point that you're making, Stacey. January 6th was just that. They wanted to send the message that if you dare stand up against us, regardless if we have proof of it or not, we're going to go ahead and throw you in prison for exercising your First Amendment right. You're exactly right. But see what's happening, and I'm not going to go into this in full detail because I'm going to answer more of what we're talking about in a moment. Their cruelties are swelling the ranks of the American people. And I just want to leave it there until I get to the next point. But I totally agree with you, but when you say the word impossible, see, what you're doing now is speaking the language of the enemy. It's not impossible. All things are possible with God. And the fact of the matter is, Stacey, we wouldn't be here because I guarantee you back in the 1700s when our forefathers were making way to establish this country, I guarantee you they had every individual known to mankind under the heavens telling them, there's no way you can do that. You know what? We're going to be raptured from responsibility. We can't do that. God's saying, you know what, that's enough. These are the end times. No, that's when the Lord birthed the nation. And we have that opportunity too, but we again got to meet him on his terms, Stacy. And I guess we're going to see at the end of the day who is right. But I trust the Lord and I'm going to hold to the Lord. And I'll tell you what frustrates the enemy more than anything is people like me that believe his word, regardless of the circumstance, and we're just going to keep rocking it, folks. Because I'll tell you what, you know what's interesting is, and the reason I'm saying that is you guys all know the censorship taking place in the ministry. You guys all know, many of you have, you guys have witnessed it online, how we're being censored. Now Rumble's starting to act up. And it's interesting, and I can go into this in more detail on another day, but I do want you to hear this. You all know how we're being suppressed and censored on a major level. Well, I went to my social media platform today. I just seen a church. It's the Church of Satan in the county in which I live. And the sign says, embrace diversity. I am not kidding you. That is the language of hell. In other words, do what you want to do, regardless of what God condemns. And they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. They are subversive. They are social injustice warriors. And so what I did is I posted on my media platform. I said, embrace diversity. Incredible. I said, embrace your cross unto holiness. Read Romans 6. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Stacy. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. A bill to keep government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the House. The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval this week. It ensures no partial government shutdowns can impact key government agencies like agriculture, commerce, justice, and transportation departments.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. However, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the call, Stacy. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I can answer as we go forward. I didn't. I don't want you thinking I was being rude, because I didn't mean to be. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Let's keep going on here, folks. This is what spiritual blindness looks like. Blindness looks like, okay? Well, spiritual blindness is this. We don't take heed to the Word of God. We wait for destruction to take place. Okay. We wait for destruction to take place, and then we see it for what it is. We wait until it takes place. Prevention, my friends, is better than cure. When the Lord warns us of something, it's for our good. To avoid the evil in which He is warning us of, and to stay away from it. It's for our good, not for our bad. Okay? Now, I want you to see this. Look at this. This is the peoplesvoice.com TV, the peoplesvoice.tv. Ryan Garcia describes being kidnapped by elites and forced to watch kids getting raped. Can anybody believe what's happening here in the United States? Everything that's happening here in the United States, I want you to remember, the guy that you're listening to right now was subject to the attacks of the mainstream media for exposing long ago what you're seeing today. I've said they've called me a liar. They called me a bigot. They called me a racist. Without asking any questions, when it came to the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, I brought fruit from their corrupt tree that's going to be uprooted, and I showed it to the people. And they said it had nothing to do with the kids, yet if you look in the congressional record back in 1987, a guy named Michael Swift put it into the congressional record. February 19 and through 21 is the date. It was the gay manifesto. And I highlighted the fact that this is what all these sodomites are planning to do. They said, no, it's not. It's satire. Okay, does this look like satire here, friends? He was kidnapped, a pro boxer. He has no reason to lie about it. We hear this all the time. As a matter of fact, we see now them inundating public schools with pornography, teaching kids how to commit crimes against other kids in sodomite-style rapes. This isn't, I'm not making this up. You know this. What are the headlines today? Men dressed as women going into libraries, and what are they zeroing in on? Not that anybody goes except sick, mentally ill individuals, namely the parents, which is a form of child abuse. But what happens? They go in there and they prey on the children. Well, nobody wanted to listen to what I told you that they say at gay pride parades when their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. I didn't make that up. Ask the Boy Scouts if what I was saying is true. Ask all the little ones across the country today that are being violated by these men preying on the little children. If it's true or not. Look at this. This is brand new. 52-year-old man dressed as a woman with HIV molests an infant. That they want to convert you. They want you to succumb to their crimes. This is an exhibition of those that are pulling the strings of their puppets. No question about it. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that a New York attorney general, she needs to be removed immediately. Look at her. Does she look like she's right in her head? No, she's not. They're backwards. The Lord calls these people an abomination. Are you going to sit back and succumb to this, friends? Because you're going to wish that you hadn't. You didn't want to listen to me 20 years ago. Now here we are. How's that working out for you? A New York attorney general says we need to put an executive order of cease and desist. By the way, it's not congruent with the Constitution. Her little executive order is completely null and void because that authority doesn't exist. It exists the other way around for her to stand up and enforce the law against the crimes of those that are dressing as women. This is backwards, Americans. It's backwards. It's completely backwards. We're seeing this on a daily basis. Yesterday, I highlighted this representative from Colorado who was talking about in Colorado on the floor. He said the whole party, what they call the left, the whole party voted down prosecuting pedophiles. Why? Well, the governor's a sodomite. I warned you about Jared Polis 12 years ago. He's a sodomite. No wonder the subordinates under Jared Polis are after kids. Folks, I'm telling you, this is your government, and the courts are not delivering justice on so many different fronts. That's why, again, there is vigilante justice. Now, let me take it to the next point, because I want you to see where this is coming from. This came out big time under George Bush. That's when it started. Okay? It started under Clinton when he wanted to go ahead and say, don't ask, don't tell nonsense. That's how they were incrementally exposing the people to what they were going to do next. Then you had Barack Obama, who comes in. He's a sodomite. Not only is he a sodomite, he's a foreigner. He said it, and so did Michael, his husband, right? And that's not a joke. And thirdly, he's the one that appointed 225 sodomites into federal government positions. Here's another one for you. Donald Trump put a stop to it. No, Donald Trump put a worldwide ban, tried to play the president of the world by putting a ban on criminalizing sodomites. Well, the question that everybody should be asking that's listening to me right now, why was it criminalized? It was criminalized because of what you're seeing today. They like little boys. Donald Trump tweeted himself out, for those that didn't know, himself as being the gayest president. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go online, you'll find this. Go online, you'll find all of what I'm telling you. Most people don't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, go call me a liar, but go online first and then call me in and tell everybody how much of a liar I am. 1-866-582-9933. Where's all this coming from? Well, I can say this in the natural, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and whatever starts in the church goes to the government. This started in the church. And we've known this for a long time. Especially the Catholic Church. Oh, and don't think the evangelicals are out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the crimes committed against children. Oh, no. No, no, not at all. They're guilty, too. Gosh, look at this. If there's nothing more they can do to tell you who the responsible party is for these crimes being committed against children. You ready? Here you go. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of both pages. The Biden administration stole $180,000 of your money a year to promote men dressing as women abroad. Oh, again, I know that there's some people that think, you know, look at Joe Biden, look at how bad he is. Wait a second. Let me ask you something. For those that are caught up into that game, that are allowing the media to fill your cup of Kool-Aid of propaganda, there wouldn't be no Joe Biden if Donald Trump would have drained the swamp. Now, would have there been? Nope. Nope. And to show you how the game's played, Hillary Clinton's out there taking shots at old Donald again. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Remember he was going to prosecute her? And then 41 seconds into his speech, he told the American people that you owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude. When are you going to wake up, Americans? Okay? But let me take it over to this. I want you to understand how this works. This is just another facet. This is Hollywood. I don't know how or why the American people have somehow or another equated these actors, those that promote immorality, not for the culture just of America, but worldwide, as important people. They're not important people. They're the most debased on the planet. Oh, by the way, that's why they're appointed. 1 Kings 13:33. They're appointed. Why? Because they want to lower the standard. I've said it a million times. They want to demoralize you. Why? So they can control you. That's what this is all about, okay? I want you to check this out. These are actors. I want you to listen to who they all thank. Okay? Listen carefully.
And Bob Weinstein, God bless him.
Harvey Weinstein, who believed in us and made this movie.
Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. Thank you, Harvey Weinstein, especially Harvey.
I want to thank Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
Thank Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey, who first took me on 20 years ago.
I would like to thank Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein, who had the guts, the courage, the commitment.
Especially Harvey Weinstein, a man of dedication and vision.
Harvey Weinstein.
You're paying attention, folks.
Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
These are all women.
Harvey Center of Passion.
Have sold themselves to Harvey Weinstein along with the men.
And Bob Weinstein.
To you, Harvey.
Harvey Weinstein.
The Harvey Weinstein.
The Harvey Weinstein Company, okay?
Thank you, Harvey Weinstein, for putting your heart behind this film.
They are just all appreciative of Harvey Weinstein. No, they're telling him thank you because that is their daddy. Harvey Weinstein is a pimp. He's the guy that was busted on a recorder telling a woman that he wanted to have his way with her as he comes out of the shower and tells her, you have no idea who I am. I can make you a star. He's now in prison. What's he in prison for? For playing the pimp to all the actors that sold out to, you got it, Harvey Weinstein. Do you see this alliance? You see how it's working? Do you see how these men are made and these women are made? They sacrifice themselves to what? Their pimps. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so folks, really quick, I'm going to take Ann in just a moment here from Tennessee, but just wait a second. I want to finish this point. All these said actors, male and female, were thanking Harvey Weinstein. Every single one of them. So it shows you that you have to sell out to get to the position that you want to go to. Wasn't it Satan that said that to Jesus? If you just bow down to me and worship me, all this is yours. It's mine to give, he says. They sell their souls. Harvey Weinstein, by the way, according to the New York Times, reported that dozens of women had accused film producer of rape, sexual assault, and sexual abuse over a period of 30 years. Then, out of nowhere, comes 80 other women. This is why all these actors and actresses that sold themselves to sexually submit to Harvey Weinstein were thanking him in particular. Because that was his selling point to people that wanted to try out for movie parts. they would have to allow him to rape them, right? Over 80 women in the film industry eventually accused Weinstein. Oh, and the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. But I want you to hear this. Harvey Weinstein's casting couch practices soliciting sexual favors from a job applicant, someone that wants a part, in exchange for employment, circulated in Hollywood for years. How long have we heard all this? As a matter of fact, entertainment figures at the times alluded to as early as 1998. Folks, it was going on a lot longer than that. You know it has been. Gwyneth Paltrow said on The Late Show with David Letterman that Weinstein will coerce you to do a thing or two. In 2005, Courtney Love advised young actresses in an interview, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party in the Four Seasons, don't go. In 2010, an article filled Harvey's girls, again, the casting couch, trying to get young women and young men to sleep with him in order for him to give them roles. Do you think this stuff isn't happening in politics and in the music industry? Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, that wacko, that demoralized, raunchy woman who you would think would know better, Lady Gaga, tells the story of how she had to sell out to producers before they would promote her music. Don't tell me it's not going on. So when you're looking at these music stars and these movie stars and these politicians, mark my words, they're extorted. They're extorted. They're told what to do. And if they don't do what they do, they also know in the back of their mind that everything they did on the way up has been recorded. I'm talking about politics. This is why you never see them go against the grain. It's always going with the flow because they're just as guilty. Hey, folks, they're not people of importance. These are the ones that are feeding the slew of immorality that is spit out upon the rest of the people on a worldwide basis. Why are they honored? Really? That's crazy. Honored means to hold in high esteem. Never been starstruck, never will be starstruck. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how many movies I've seen as a kid, I could care less who walks by me. And that is the grace of God, because the Lord is not a respecter of persons, and nor should we be. We have Ann calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Ann?
Yeah, hey, I've met you before. You came to our church
Cool.
A couple years ago. Yes, I enjoyed it. Your son actually sang, and I really enjoyed it. But anyway, no, what I was going to say, I didn't get to grow up in the church. The only seed that I got was from my grandmother. And she had my mom had two sisters who my mom got out of church, so I never even knew that my mom had went to church. And I thought I was saved a long time ago, but obviously I wasn't. I just came to realize actually what it means to be a Christian. And, you know, even though I knew Jesus loved me, you know, I had to learn it all over again the right way. And when the vaccines rolled out or when anything came about, I thought the people that would say no to the vaccine, like, we're not doing that, that's against God, I'm not doing it, I thought that my aunts would say no. They took the vaccines.
Yep.
And then people like me that was new in Christ and learning, I said no.
Yep.
And I'm not, I don't mean to be like this, but I mean, my aunt, she ended up with cancer. She ended up with cancer, and they said she was doing fine, and then she just died. And yep. Then her husband died within 6 months of that. And I was like, have you taken, you know, when I went to see her and she had cancer, I said, did you take the vaccine? No, she asked me if I took the vaccine, and I said no. And she said, well, you probably don't need to be around me because I can get it. I said, but wait, didn't you say you just took it? She said, yeah, but I can still get it. And then I'm like, then why did you take it? That doesn't make any sense. And
yeah.
It's the same thing I'm noticing with a lot. I mean, I'm still learning, and I've realized to walk with Jesus, that's a lonely road sometimes, because I've lost a lot of friends, people that say that they're a Christian, and then that I go to church with sometimes, or know that it is in church, then they do right opposite, and it's confusing, then yet it ain't. The more I get into my Bible, I'm understanding a lot of people that say they're Christian are not. And it's hard sometimes, because I feel lonely sometimes, but I know the Lord is with me. But what I'm saying is, things that go along with government where, you know, the ones that say they're Christian, when they agree to do what we know is wrong, it makes it harder for us that are really Christian to make that stand, because you're folding and giving in, when I would rather man not like me than God say I don't know me. And that's scary sometimes, but I mean it. I mean, I do mean it. And like I said, it's the people that, if we would stand together, and we're not standing together. I realized that. I was told one time by someone, I was going up against some people, and they're like, you can't go up against them, because if you go up against them, you're going to lose. And
yeah.
I was like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, nothing. But it's wrong what they're doing.
Wait a second, Ann. The reason they told you that, and when you said, what am I supposed to do? And they said, nothing. They're just trying to get you to do what they didn't do. They're withholding the keys of knowledge. They're keeping the gate shut because they themselves haven't gone through, just like the attorneys that Jesus himself woed. He cursed them. You know what? Here's the thing. I want to hear from you again, number one. Number two, will you write this number down for me really quick?
Yeah, hold on. One second.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and to beat it all, it was my pastor that I went to for guidance, and they told me, don't do nothing.
Yeah, well, it's the over 300,000 pulpits in America that have put America into the position that they're at today. So if you're seeking advice, go directly to the Lord, because what you see inside of the building, for the most part, called the churches of America, they're the children of the apostate. It's not the church. And you're going to find that they're going to be your opposition rather than your aid in growing you up. And it's not in every given situation, but I am telling you that it's more than not. Here's the other thing, Ann. It is true. King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of those that keep thy precepts, those that are doers of the word and not hearers only. Yes, the closer you get to the Lord, the lonelier you are going to get. There was a Peter, James, and John. Be Peter, James, and John, because they were the ones that were closest to Jesus throughout all of his trials and tribulations and until the end of their lives. You're exactly right. But what I want to do, for the sake of time, because I'm almost done here, I want to get a book to you. I want to send you just one of my testimonials. I know I've seen you, but I want to send it to you, and I want to hear from you again, okay? And I want you to call on the radio after you read it. 1-866-233-0747.
0747. Repeat it. 1-866-233-0747.
That's right. Go ahead. Call that number right now. Leave your address, and I'm going to send you out a book tomorrow, and I want to hear back from you.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
All right, thank you, kiddo. Totally appreciate you. Folks, here's the deal. I want to finish this show, and I'm going to finish this show, so I'm going to put a little more salt on your tongue, and then when it breaks out, I'm going to just go disconnect from GCN, and I'm going to come right back, okay? So we're going to extend the show. So hang on with me. This is the next point, my final point for the show, and I'm going to play a video for you in just a moment so I can answer Stacy's objections as well. We've seen that the Biden administration, again, committing the act of treason. This along with the mayors and the governors of states. They're committing the act of treason. It's treason. Okay? Read Article 3, Section 3. They're aiding and abetting the enemy. They're creating cities here that are completely unlawful, called sanctuary cities. Again, you know, they're stealing your money, federal government, state government, and city government, to aid and abet those that are being let loose on the American people. Okay? Now, I have this up here right now, but just give me one moment. Right when it's done, I'm going to come right back. I'm going to disconnect, and I'm going to jump back on the show. So the show is not over, okay? The show is not over. Give me 10 seconds.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
47.